The proposed purchase of the 72-acre Mount Ida College campus in Newton by UMass Amherst has some higher education advocates crying foul. They say it's the latest example of historical inequality between the state's flagship university in Amherst and the urban campus in Boston. But champions of the deal say it will benefit all students in the Boston area, and what's good for UMass Amherst, they say, benefits the whole UMass system. WBUR's Simone Rios takes a closer look.
What kind of university?
A public university.
For some UMass Boston students and professors, the deal smacks of the rich getting richer and the poor on the outside looking in. Katie Matrano is UMass Boston Student Union president.
Putting another campus in the vicinity of Boston makes it harder for our working class, majority minority students to compete for jobs, internships, and money in a city that already has dozens of schools competing for it.
Matrano recently joined more than 100 protesters at a rally against the deal. They framed it as a majority white campus encroaching on the only majority minority campus in the UMass system. Advocates in Amherst counter with statistics. Amherst graduates about as many students of color as Boston, and 11,000 Amherst undergrads hail from the Boston area. That's more than any other college or university in the state. UMass Amherst spokesman Ed Blagazewski.
We serve the entire Commonwealth, and the great majority of students in Massachusetts come from Eastern Mass. So we are really, with the Newton campus, creating a new set of experiential learning opportunities that will really benefit students who live in the Boston area.
And officials say about 800 students will be able to move into the former Mount Ida dorms quickly. The campus is in such good shape that the transition would be turnkey, with the campus up and running by the fall 2018 semester. The UMass president and Governor Baker's education secretary both back the deal. Even UMass Boston interim chancellor Barry Mills is skeptical the move would have a negative impact on the Boston campus. Here's Mills speaking to the Dorchester Reporter last month.
There are a gazillion schools in the Boston area. Study away at UMass Amherst for experiential learning. Okay, so they're going to have a sign in Newton, and it could be good for them, maybe. I don't want to diminish the fact that they're nearby in Newton, but I don't think it actually has a significant effect on us.
But the chancellor's deans disagree. All 13 responded to a deal they say blindsided them with an open letter. Rajani Srikant is dean of the Honors College at UMass Boston.
I think the deans at this moment feel that it is important for us to stand up in support of our faculty, in support of our staff and students, to say that, you know, we work incredibly hard here and our students deserve the very best. And for them to feel as though they've been treated as second-class citizens is actually no longer acceptable.
The idea that the Boston campus is slighted in the UMass system goes back to the formation of UMass Boston. That's according to Richard Freeland, former head of the state's Board of Higher Education and former dean of arts and sciences at UMass Boston.
When UMass Boston was established, UMass Boston was going to be a different kind of place, but it was not going to be a lesser place. It was not going to be a seven dwarf to Snow White. It was going to be, you know, a fully developed public urban research university.
But the Boston campus has been dwarfed by its Amherst counterpart. The Mount Ida deal, he fears, could reinforce that dynamic.
A Newton campus for UMass Amherst could become in some way over time, not at the beginning, but over time, you know, a suburban alternative to UMass Boston, and therefore be part of the notion that UMass Boston really is there to serve working class, low-income people, and that's what we want to keep it as.
If Amherst students had a head start in life over Boston students, so did the Amherst campus. Freeland says UMass Amherst had the good fortune of being the only major UMass campus during the baby boomer generation. That's when the state was flush with cash destined for public higher ed. The Boston campus came later and never experienced the kind of bonanza Amherst did. To the contrary, from the beginning, UMass Boston was plagued with a series of corrupt construction deals that landed two state legislators in jail. More importantly, that period left UMass holding the bag on a crumbling substructure that's never been completely fixed. The Mount Ida deal may be a no-brainer for Amherst, but Freeland and others want to know how it will benefit the UMass system as a whole. And he says the powers that be haven't properly answered that question. WBUR caught up with Marty Meehan, president of the UMass system, during an event at UMass Lowell.
Well, this is UMass Amherst's decision, and it's great for UMass Amherst, but it's also great for the system. As UMass Amherst does better and increases in its reputation, its national stature, that's better for all of the UMass system.
Meehan says despite all the challenges the Boston campus is facing, there's a lot to look forward to.
UMass Boston has a great future. We're having a search for a new chancellor. We're hoping to get a nationally significant, great leader for UMass Boston. UMass Boston has more upside, frankly, than any of the other campuses because of its location.
Regardless of their differences over the Mount Ida deal, there's one thing UMass Amherst, UMass Boston, and the entire UMass system can agree on. The state should do more to fund its universities. By some measures, Massachusetts has the sixth lowest level of funding for public higher ed. Now, advocates are calling on state legislators to step up their game and once and for all do away with UMass Boston's debt. Then maybe a land deal in Newton wouldn't bring such a sting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.